Let's speak to Bruce Williamson, who's from the campaign group Rail Future. Good evening to you.
Hello.
Good evening. I mean, this strike is about plans by First Great Western to introduce a different kind of intercity train, one without things like buffet cars and guards. How does your organisation feel about that?
Well, we're very much in favour of these new trains. Obviously, electrification is a good thing because it will mean faster, more reliable services and greater capacity, because capacity is a big issue. Finding a seat on a train these days is difficult pretty much anywhere across the UK. Now, the actual specifics of the dispute, you speak to both sides and you get different stories. We know it's about guards and it's about buffets. We think it's very, very important that there is a human presence on the train. They're not called guards these days, are they? They're called, I don't know, customer experience executives.
Yes, they'll be called something like that. But we'll call them guards, because that's what most people think of them as.
Bruce, you're a man after my own heart here. Keep going.
But, it's very important to have that human presence because, I nearly called them customers then. Passengers
Steady.
Find them reassuring to have someone to talk to who actually knows what's going on, we hope, on the railway and to answer queries and so on.
Or to feel safe that there's a member of staff on the train.
Absolutely, that's very important. Now, First Great Western will tell you that the actual number of staff on trains is actually increasing. The unions will tell you something different. So it's very hard to get, around that, find out exactly what the issue is. But that human presence on trains is very important as far as we're concerned.
So if I'm reading you correctly, Bruce, what you're saying is you kind of agree with both sides. You would like the high-speed intercity trains, but you would also like to retain the staff on them, which is what they're kind of at odds about.
Yeah, I suppose that is what I'm saying. Yeah, I mean, these trains are definitely going to happen anyway, and we welcome that. It's good.
They're a new type of intercity train, aren't they?
Yes, they're called the Intercity Express. They're made by Hitachi and assembled in this country. And they're also, here's the interesting thing, they're also going to be used on the East Coast main line. And as I understand it, there's no dispute there. So the unions and East Coast trains have found a deal. So I can't understand why they haven't found a deal on the Great Western, with First Great Western. Buffet cars, I mean, I think they're less of a big deal, really. I mean, these new trains will be faster, so passengers
still a
will
bit
spend
of a it's still if you're still on the train for a couple of hours and you can't get a cup of tea, some people might find that a bit difficult.
Well, I agree, but there will be a food service of some sort, so you will be able to get a cup of tea. I think it's just a case you won't be able to sit down and have a three-course meal.
didn't know you could still do that.
Well, I don't know whether you can. You probably can't anyway. Those are the good old days, really. Mm. So that's less important. It's a human presence that's the issue, really. Okay. I mean, I'm sure it will be resolved eventually, but it's inconvenient for passengers whilst this dispute rumbles on.
Okay. Thank you very much for joining us. That's Bruce Williamson from the campaign group Rail Future.